We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the top, but to us to get back into it, we're in the middle. So we started in the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We had the Shaila, we want to posha the Shaila actually. We were discussing when one person's matpis, the matpis from the way it is, the matzav of the thing now, right? Mikar at the Hidahashta, or the way it was originally, Mikar. So we tried to, or trying to answer it from this Mishnah. It says that kechalas are nekusru masa, that if a person makes a neder and his matpis on the chala, like we said, rafish chala, chalas are and trumasa and on truma, so that's mutter because that's not davar another, that's not something which is aser, chala, truma, whatever. So the Gemara then made a diuk, mashma, that truma, regular truma, that's mutter. But if it would be lachme toda, that would be yasser. And then we said, va trumas lachme toda is lachar zvichas damimi. So the these lachamim that we spoke about yesterday, that goes with a toda, that you separate, give to the kohen. So when it's after zrikas damim, that's when it's aser to the to zarim. That's what's aser. Beforehand, Rashi said it's mutter. And yet, what do we see over here? That it's aser. Now, which is a good neder, meaning that you go by now after zrikas damim, that it's aser. So it's we see that kedahashta, you go after now. That's where we left off. So now the Gemara continues and says, no, that's not necessarily a raya. Why? Because Ema Ketruma Salishka Asur. So maybe, don't make the diuk that when it says Ketrumasoi, that he's matpisit on Truma, that's Mutter. And what is Asur, these Lachme Toda? Say, no, maybe the Truma that we're supposed to be Medayagin is Truma Salishka. What is Trumas Galishka? That's the Machatzitza Shekel that everyone gives. The Machatzitza Shekel, that doesn't have a Mikara and Hashta. That's always, as soon as the person puts it aside, it's Asur, and that's that. Not something which is first Mutter, then later Asur, whatever. And therefore, it's always Asur, and that's why it's something that is it's a good netter. It would be Asur, because it's written, and it doesn't posh it or shayla, like it's not a Mikara and Hashta. So that's what the diuk you should make to that thing which is aser. Says Rashi, the skinny lines, the second skinny line. Lo'olam e'malach de basar mikara zlinan. So it's no rai that we go after hashta. Maybe we go after a mikara. But hecha de'ika hetera v'isur, in the case where we have heter nisur, then maybe we go after mikara. Velo tema damrina and katruma slach metoda. Don't make the diuk that like truma slach metoda. Ella ema ha katruma salishka asur. That it's that's the diuk. That what is mutter regular truma? What is asur? The truma of truma salishka. The he asura ben mikara ben besof. Like we said, there's no ikara, so they're all, it's all the same. We have a nami davar hanadur. That is a davar hanadur, though. Dixiva says, "Asher yidvenu libo tiku et trumasi." So you do give it, you do minader it, right? But that's it. It's not a before and after. And therefore, that's the deek one should make. So the Gemara goes on and says, "Okay, that's the case of a what? Of a trumas lachme toda that we were talking about, my mutter." In other words, don't make a diuk that that's aser. So what do you want to say? That in echanami, trumas lachme toda, it would be mutter. In other words, we would be going basar mikara. If that's the case, so then lisni lachme toda v'koshekin trumasa. So if that's the case, then why would it listen to Mishnah, kalas aron, and then trumasa, regular truma? Say better. Say instead of regular truma, say trumas lachme toda. And then I know kol shekain truma, because truma lach toda at least has a before, it has an after. Is there something to this? And the chiddush is we go after mikara, and then vadai I would say kol shekain. Of course, regular truma, which is a devar that's aser in and of itself, for sure is something which would be mutter. So if that's the case, we should teach la truma lach toda instead of regular truma. says Rashi, aval trumas lach metoda mai mutter, mishum de trumas lach metoda have heter, kodem zrichas dam toda, vazlina bati mikara, and then that, and therefore that's why it's mutter, kazenachan, and we go after mikara. If that's the case, says Rashi, yahachi, then litni, it should have said, kechalas aron, oh, ketrumas lach metoda mutter. Instead of trumaso, we should use that as the example. Trumas lach metoda is mutter. Vafal gav de have davar hanadur. The ani yadana the koshekin kutrumaso the mutter the have matpis davar aser, and then I can the koshekin, if this is davar that is a davar nadur and still it's mutter, it's not a good neder, it's still mutter. Why? Because you go after mikar, etc. So koshekin is something which is in and of itself aser, which is you're not doesn't neder is not, it's not going to work. So I would know truma just koshekin. So the Gemara answers hakamash malan trumas lach metoda. Trumaso he is. Gemara gives two answers. So the first answer is in Achanami, it's coming to teach us simply that Trumas lach metoda is called Truma. In other words, when it says in the Trumaso, that's including not only regular Truma, it includes this Trumas lach metoda as well. So Rashi says, Lo'olam ketrumas lach metoda is mutter, like we wanted to suggest now. V'hadiktani ketrumaso, I didn't want to use that as the example. Why does it say ketrumaso? Hakamash malan, the trumas lach metoda is trumaso. It itself is called also truma. Ketrumas chashuva, it's like truma. Dehu, the haviyadavar ha'asu, which is something which is us. Serveina dam yachol, lapis davar beneder. Which is something which is aser. Afagav the ba al yedei neder. Even though lemaisa this is coming al yedei neder, this the trumas lach metoda, but it has a din as if it didn't, and it's therefore it's mutter. That's one possibility. Then vi by seima says the Gemara another possibility. Ema trumas lach metoda nami, and it's kodem zrikas damim hu kagon dafrishin hu belisha. So you could say that, back to the original diuk that we made, that really Einachanami make the original diuk, right? That was what? That truma, so that's atzer. But, it's mutter. Regular truma, if you make it, it's not a good neder, it's mutter. And then, what's the diuk? As opposed to truma is lach metoda, which is atzer, which is a good neder. And then we said, so that means we're going after hashtas. So now we could say, no, lav dafka, it could be going after mikara. How can we be going after Mikar? And it's Asur. Because there is a way of being mafrish to Trumas Lach Metoda. Even normally it's done after Zrichas Damim, and you have all your 40 loaves, and then you take it, which is later. But there is a way of doing it early, before even Zrichas Damim. And therefore it becomes Asur, real even Mikar. And therefore it's no raya that it's the neder's call because of going after Hashta. Because there is a way of being mafrish Mikar. And therefore, it's already mikara considered aser. Says Rashi, v'ibayseima kedakamard, like we want to say originally, that haketrumas lach metoda is aser, and therefore it is a good neder. But filu haki, still, eima didakina nami mihacha dazlina and basar mikara. You can still say, it's no right that we go after hashta. You can say that we're going after mikara. And therefore, vasura, and it's a good neder. How is that? Hatruma, the vasura truma kodem zrika. That the truma was done already before Zrika, kagon de afresha belisha, that it was already separated early at the time of kneading. V'chiha, as the Gemara continues, v'chiha damar Rav Tuvi bar Kisma. Where do we see such a thing that you can be mafish these loaves already early before Zrika in the stage of when they're kneading, as it was mentioned by Rav Tuvi bar Kisma, Amar Shmuel. As we'll see right now, lach metoda sha'afan ba'arba chalos yatsa. So first he says the following, that if we have these lachamim of the toda that we were baked in our arba chalos yoyotze, meaning we mentioned yesterday these are really 40 loaves, right? There's four types, 10 of each type, so there's 40 loaves. So he brings down that if I made only four loaves, one of each type, not 10 of each type, just one of each type, yoyotze. I've haktiv arbeim. It says that it has to be 40. So that's the mitzvah. That was lechachila. It's supposed to be 40. But b'di'evit, if you do four, just one of each type, you're yotze. I've habayle mishkel truma. but that's very nice. But if you're going to make just four loaves, how are you going to take truma? As we said, you have to take from each, you know, normally you make 40 loaves, ten, then you have 10, four take a piece, one of the 10 pieces, and you give it to the Kohen. But if you only have four loaves, one of each type, how are you going to give truma from that? If you're going to say, okay, so I have four loaves, I'll take one loaf, give it to the Kohen for the truma for all the four loaves. You can't do. Vatnan, it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Pasuk, Echad mikol korban, and we learn from there, Shelo yitol mikorban al chaveru, that you can't do that. You can't take one type of neshakil prusa. If you're going to say, okay, I have another solution. So big deal, I have four loaves, and I'll break off a piece from each one. Prusa, no, I break off a piece. So I don't have to, you know, what, then that, I have to give a little bit from each. So I'll break off a piece from each one. That you can't do either. Vatnan, echad, we learned from that, the pasuk echad, shelo yitol, prusa. You can't do that. You have to give a whole thing in and of itself. Therefore, you have to make, the normal way, right, 10 loaves, and 10 loaves of each type, and then take one loaf of each, so you have a full loaf. You can't break off a piece. Okay, so still, how are you going to take it now if you only have four loaves? You can't give one loaf, we said. You can't break off a piece from each loaf. So what are you supposed to do? Ella da frishinu belisha. So that we're separating it at the time of the kneading, when it's still dough. The shakil chad michametz, v'chada michametz, v'chada min chalos, v'chada min rekikin, v'chada min revucha. Meaning, what do? So it's you have it in the dough form, okay? So you have a dough for each of the four types, okay? And then you make little, you know, make again the break off and make 10 of each thing while it's still dough. And then you take off a piece from each, and you're not breaking off, it's a separate piece from each one, because each one has now 10 pieces for each type. You take off a piece of dough from each one, that goes to the Kohen. Then you go back and take your, again, no reason to do this, but let's say you did it, and then you take the 9 pieces left from each type of dough, and you put it all together again, and then you bake it, now you have 4 loaves. So here's a way of having, in the end, 4 loaves, and yet you took truma. How do you take truma without breaking a piece? You did it like this before in the kneading process when it's still dough. Then you give it to the Kohen. In the end, you have 4 loaves. That is your example. So here we see, here's a hechitim savi, how you can have already, this is all before Zrikas Damim, ready mikara, is already something which it became the chala of the truma slachmito. Truma slachmito. Okay.
Does it need a certain shear?
Mistamen not, right? Because challah doesn't need a shear, midaraisa. So. Okay, now don't tell the rabbi, but I decided I want to skip these Rashi's over here. This because see this has a whole different, goes through the whole thing again, the whole different parish, the whole very tedious and it's very long, and so I just want to rather just keep the one shot and keep it simple. And okay, so we'll skip down to the it's about 5 lines from the widest lines. This is where Rashi continues with the original pshat, and in between he sticks in Easter Mefarshin, he goes to all different parish and this, and like I said, it's very tedious. And so we'll just skip down to the 5th widest line, v'haksiv arbeim. He's continuing over this where we're instead now. V'haksiv arbeim. So how can you have four loaves? You know, such a hechidim stuff. I mean, just 4 loaves. It says 40. You have to have 40 loaves. The arbeim chalos mi baya leilaf mifi. You have to bake 40. Asara mi kol min. 10, 10, 10, 10. 4 from each type. U'meshani, the Gemara says, you're right, but it's l'mitzvah. The mitzvaso shiur, the chachil, you're supposed to have 40. Aval yi afan barba chalos gedolis, you have 4 like big ones. Mikol min achad, then yatsa. But every day you say, I va bai la mishka, we said truma. How are you gonna? You have to take truma though. Min chad, or some of course, min kol chad vechad, mikol min achad, mi asara. You have to take from each of the types. You know, we normally have 10, 10, 10, 10. 1 of 10 from each, you know, from each type. 10th. So how are you going to do that over if you only have 4 loaves? V'chi teima d'shachil chad arifta kulu. If you're going to say that I just take 1 loaf and I take it, that's going to be for all 4. Va'a shachil chad d'truma. So from these 4, I take 1 for truma. we said you can't do that. Vatnan echad mikol korban. The mikol minu min by lemishkal echad v'chadad. You have to take one from each type. You can't take one on all the others. As he continues, michametz chada, michalos chada, mirikikin chada, mirvucha chada, one from each type. Aval lo shakil michad min bilvad al tilta. But you can't take one and on to the other three for the other three. And then we, so therefore, how can you do it? Ella da'afr shebelisha, de mikol minu min, hifrish, kodem afiyel etruma. So this is all before the baking already, that I took the, from each type, as we explained, a little bit from each type while it was still dough, v'chaka chafa lishirayim. And then I put it all together again, and I baked each clunk separately, and I have four types. The hashta shakil truma shleima, and now I didn't break off a piece because it was well, it was in the dough. I made these little 10 pieces and I took a piece and it was all in the dough form, so it was a shleima. Mikol korban de ofe, the chala mimashe notel, mikol minumin, and everything's good. Okay. Next, the Gemara says, leima kitanai. So now we'd like to suggest that this shaila, again, if your matpis, does it go after now, hashto, or do you go after mikara, has its source in the tanaim. It's a machlokes tanaim. Where do we see that? Harei alai kibachor. Person makes a neder, and he says, let's say, this piece of meat, and he wants to asur it on himself, and he's matpis it on a bachor, and not a human b'chor, but the animal b'chor. So Rabbi Yaakov, he says, Oser, meaning that it's a good neder, it works, to matpis on a b'chor. Rabbi Yehuda, matir. He says, no, it doesn't work, and therefore it's mutter, in other words, there's no neder over here. Now, heichidami, where says, what's the scenario? Ine ma'alif nezrikas damim, my time of the mandashari. Right, so the b'chor, the Kohen, at least, as Rashi is going to say, Legabi the Kohen, so before Zrikas Damim, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, so that would be a good nether if you're Matpis on this, you're Matpis on it, and when it's something, it's Asr, and then you're Asring this meat on yourself, like a Korban, it was like the Bechor, which is Asr also, before Zrikas Damim. So, if, in fact, we're talking about Livnei Zrikas Damim, that's the intent of the Bechor before Zrikas Damim, so then my time of the man, the Shari. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that, oh, it's not a good neder, it's mutter, there's not a good neder here. Why not? It's had pasta on this thing with the matzah when it's aser, it should be a good neder. And if you're going to say, V'ilacha Zrikas Damim, then my time of the man, the aser. Elamai, you're going to say that after Zrikas Damim, and that's when it's mutter to eat. So when it's mutter to eat, how can anybody say, and it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, how can he possibly say that it's aser? Or it shouldn't be aser after Zrikas Damim, the thing's mutter to eat, is that you're being matbis on something which is mutter bichla. Elalav, turning to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The machis basar bechor, umachis basar dehech gabe, miamar zekezer bitanahi. So what can we say? That must be talking about our case that we're dealing with, the hatpasa. We have over here a piece of meat in front of us, and this bechor in front of us, and which is after Zrikas Damim, lamaisa bat. He says, I want, again, this piece of meat to be like this. And then the question is, what do you mean like this? Do you mean like this the way it is right now, which is mutter, is after Zrikas Damim? Or do you mean like this the way it was before? That was our original Shaila. And the Maisa, so we have a Machlaikas over here. Right? Rabbi Yaakov said that we go, therefore, after Mikara. And therefore, it's the way it was before Zrikas Damim. And therefore, it is a good neder. And because it goes after when it's the matzah, which when it was aser to eat, therefore it's a good neder, and that's why it's aser. And Rabbi Yehuda held that no, you go after now, and now it's after Zrikas Damim, and after Zrikas Damim it's mutter to eat, and Memeila there's no neder at all. And that therefore that is the shail, that's the machloikas over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you go after now, whether you have to go after Mikar. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hareya like a bechor, says Rashi. Bekoin kamayri, we're talking about a kohen. The Yibi Yisrael, leisle shum tzchiyah begabe. He has no tzchus in his bechalal. The asur leinami bechila. He's not allowed to eat it either. She amar harei alai basar zeh kebasar bechor. So hechidami, what are we talking about? Ilema da amar harei alai basar zeh kebasar bechor lifnei zrikas damim. And that's what he said, like Beferish, he's talking about before Zrikas Damim. So then my time, but how can you possibly say that it's mutter? Habachor lo lishteri el of Zrikas Damim. It's Vamash Asr then, and so it's Vada a good netter. How can anybody say that it's mutter? Okay. So then we, and then the end we said, is talking about that it's in front of him, and he says, Vamar Zekazes, says Rashi. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar debi karo matpis, mar savar beheter kamatpis, which is lachar zrikas damim, which is hashta, and therefore it's not a good netter.